Okay.
Hi, thank you for holding, Tyler. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. It's another day. Time just flies now, doesn't it? yes, and I'm looking at the notes Lulu left me as well. So you have about 3 years with your business, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, congratulations. How has it been going so far?
It's going good so far. I was really active with it. I'm 19 now. I started it when I was about 16.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I was really active when I was in high school doing it, you know, but
okay.
For the first 2 years. Now I'm a team fitter and I'm a welder for 602. So that's my main job. And then this is kind of what I do on the side. So it slowed down
okay.
a little bit. The past couple months, I've actually been getting 5 to 6 jobs a week.
Nice.
I've been busy with it after work. So that's why I went through with you guys to keep it that way, because it's kind of hard coming home, you know, being up at 3 a.m, getting home at 4 o'clock and then going out to look for a job. So.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
whole app just makes it 10 times easier for me.
Exactly. And I mean, you're at the age where you already know, you know, everybody, when they're looking for something, what do? They pick up their phone and they go on Google most likely, you know, so everything
yeah.
nowadays is if we want it all at our fingertips, you know, so,
also why I went through with this is because, you know, I used to just go door to door. And it's not always 100% guaranteed you're going to get it pretty hard.
Yeah.
And this way, people are actually looking for it, so it's easier to close the job, too. That was a big part for me, time-wise, where I
mm-hmm.
struggled. I'd just be out there for hours to get, you know, 2 or 3
yeah.
jobs.
Yeah. Yeah, no. And time is money, too, you know? Time is money, too, so... Yeah, no, I hear you. The good thing too about our listings is that they are exclusive. So what that means is when we start working with you, we close out the category. We don't work with your competitors. These are people that are going to call you directly. So they're looking for your services. They reach out to you directly. Now we do
okay.
that by first thing is setting you up with a Google business profile. So you do have that Google presence. But what we want to do with that Google business profile is have it pop up on the first page whenever somebody looks up one of your services. So anything power washing related or specific type of service you want to be found for, we list you for those keywords. Anytime somebody searches one of those keywords, you pop up first page. So we'll do that. On Google side, we do it on Bing side as well. If you do need a Yelp account, we can do that as well, have you pop up on Apple. We do retarget those same people that are looking for your services. We retarget them on their Facebook as well. So we do run ads for your business. They'll be able to click to call you directly.
Oh,
now,
wow. okay.
yeah, so it works really well because it's connected to the Google business profile. Lulu did put you down as a new in business credit, so it does lower your pricing. It is a month-to-month service. There is no contract. You're looking at a flat rate of $249 a month. With a one-time setup fee of $99 for all of your programming.
Okay, so I have a question. So I pay $249 a month for
Correct.
Me to stay up on stuff like that?
Yeah, so what that would be included is you popping up on the first page for your, you know, the keyword searches you want to be found for, but also running ads for your business on Facebook.
Okay. That's actually not bad at all, $250 a month for that.
So I have a question. I'm assuming you're pretty familiar with the Angie app, right?
Yes, very familiar.
Okay, so I got a question. If,
mm-hmm.
say, a lead pops up under my leads for my pressure washing business, does that mean, and I call them, would it be closed off after I call them? Like, just how their competitors?
So... Okay, so Angie's has different programs. I'm not exactly sure which one you would be on. I know Angie's does a lot of sharing leads. They do share a lot of leads, but I don't know, but there is programs where you're not sharing the leads. I have heard of different ones, so it really depends which one you're with.
So I'm assuming the way I thought it would have worked in my head is is like everybody for pressure washing, obviously they're looking for someone. If they reach out to you, that's great. But when you reach out to them, I'm assuming it's this, you know, if you close the job, then you get it. I'm assuming that's how it works.
Well, the most common program that I've come across with Angie's, which is Home Advisor as well, is a sharing of leads. So even if you get the job or not, they charge you for the job. Or not the job, sorry. They charge you for the lead. And then they send your competitors that same lead.
Yeah, so yeah, you, yeah. I think regardless, if I get that lead, I'm going to get charged. Right?
Yeah. If you're on that one, then yes. That's how that works.
Okay, yeah. That's the one I'm on. So.
Mm, yeah. How long have you been with them for?
I actually just started Angie, like, today, in a way, kind of.
I applied to Angie.
That's why I'm a little confused with the phone calls, because I don't know who's calling from what, whether it's Angie or it's Google or... But,
yeah.
I applied last Thursday. I got cleared Friday, and then they called me back today. So.
Okay. Yeah, so we are Local Splash. We're partnered with Google. So we don't have any affiliation with Angie's. Angie's is more of a directory.
Yeah, that makes 10 times more sense. Because somebody called me earlier today and helped me set up my Angie account, and then I thought you guys were the same people. But now that makes sense why I'm getting a different amount for the month.
Yes. Exactly, because yeah, we are different. So, way we work is with unlimited calls, unlimited clicks. You know, these people call you directly. With Angie's, it's more of a directory, so you're sharing leads and you're essentially chasing down these leads.
Okay. So, sorry about all the questions. How did you guys find me? Did you see my website pop up and then that's why you guys called me?
So, you know, we have an inventory department. Anytime something opens up, that's when we reach out. Based off of what I found online, I mean, I don't see a website, but I do see your Angie's. So it's very likely that it came from there.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, what do you think about everything? Is this something you would want to give us a shot so we can show you what we can do?
Yeah. So, I know with Angie, I basically got to reach out to them. So with you guys, since they found me, they'd reach out to me.
Where what? I'm sorry, one more time?
I said with Angie, I know, like, I got to reach out to the customer because, like, they're giving me leads and stuff. But with you guys, the customer would call me because they found me on Google, right?
Exactly. And just so you know, timeline-wise as well, how everything works, so... You're going to get an onboarding call anywhere between 1 to 3 days. That's going to be where we check everything, make sure we have everything the way you want it to look, get that verification process with Google going. Then the way that works is your Facebook ads, those go live within 7 to 14 days. And then for us to get you verified and having you pop up on the first page for each one of your keywords, that's going to be a max of the 45 to 60 days. The sooner you can get back what Google needs to verify you, the quicker, though, that we can do everything. So we do want to get on everything sooner than later. And my job is just to get your basic information. I get payment. I set up that onboarding call. And then you get everything sent over to you through text and through email. Okay?
Nope.
Perfect. Now, let me make sure I have your information correct. So give me 1 second. Let me see here. This phone number that we're speaking on, is this the number that you're going to want your clients to call you on as well?
My client, yes.
Okay.
Repeat
that?
I said everything will probably be off this phone number. This is my phone number.
Okay, perfect. And then, Tyler, I have the spelling of your name, T-Y-L-E-R. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. And then what is your last name?
Houston, and then it's spelled just like it says, H-O-U-S-T-O-N.
Perfect. That makes it easy. And then what is your email address?
My email address, Houston, Tyler,
1159@gmail.com.
Okay, and then this, no, actually, I have that down. Company name, I have Tyler's Pressure Washing. Is that correct?
Yep, that'll do.
Okay. And for your address, I have 8915 Sherbrooke Court in Owings, Maryland, 20736.
Yep.
Okay. Now, is this your home address?
That is. Yep.
Okay. Now, do you want it, us to hide it on the Google business profile?
Yes, please. Because I don't think that'll really affect anything.
It doesn't.
Yeah, you can just hide it then.
Okay, sounds good. And for the services that you offer, do you do all power washing, or what do you want to be found for specifically?
I basically do any pressure washing when it comes to anything exterior, whether it's your house, concrete, driveways, patio, walkways, deck areas, basically anything exterior I will do. It needs pressure washed out there.
Okay. And do you do commercial as well?
No, just residential.
Okay. And do you do, because I know some of my pressure washing companies, they also do soft washing on the roof. Do you do that or no?
It depends. So I'm not too familiar with it. I've done it quite a bit. It's just some roofs I can't exactly get to, so I don't know how I would put that in there.
So what I can do is I can put roof washing, and if you get a call for a roof that you don't know how to do, I mean, you can always tell them that, hey, you know, I unfortunately, due to the way that your roof is, there's nothing I can do, or I can just not list you at all. I mean, it's up to you.
Okay, you can go ahead and list me, because
okay.
You guys specifically don't charge per job, right? You just charge monthly?
No. Correct, yeah. So it's unlimited calls, unlimited clicks. You don't have to worry about,
okay.
Yeah, because the calls go directly to you. Okay, cool. So that goes there.
I know. Angie charges per job.
So I know.
Like,
it's expensive.
I didn't want to get a roof wash job, and then y'all charge me and I can't even do it. You know what I mean? But
yeah, no, that won't happen with us. We're not going to have any type of contact on any of that stuff. So you don't have to worry about it. You can get listed for whatever you want. It's not going to be extra charges or anything like that either. Okay. Now your onboarding call, it's typically 45 minutes to an hour long. They do call you within an hour window. I have some availability today, tomorrow, or Wednesday. When works best?
Say it one more time. I'm sorry you cut out. I'm driving on the way home from work.
Yeah. No worries. So your onboarding call is typically 45 minutes to an hour long. They do call within an hour window. I have some availability today, but we also have Tuesday and Wednesday. When works best for you?
And that, what's that onboarding call? It's just to get me onto the site.
It's to get you onboarding. So your onboarding call, we pretty much verify everything, make sure that I got your information correct, make sure that we have everything the way you want it to look. For example, like your mission statement, like all of those things that you're going to want to be listed for, pictures, your Google business profile, what's needed. We go over everything during that onboarding call.
Okay. I can do it today.
Okay, I have between 4 and 5 today. Does that work?
Yeah, that works.
Okay.
Do I just call when I call this number?
We're actually going to call you. So I'm going to send you a text message right now. The text message I'm sending you has our office line. That's the number that we're going to call you from, and that's the number that you'll also be able to get in contact with me because it has my extension. So I just sent it to you through text. You should be getting it there shortly. Okay. All right. Perfect. And then I know it's power washing, so you probably don't need it, but I always do ask just in case. Is the business licensed and insured?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you have a Facebook page already, or would you like us to make one for the business?
I've always heard Facebook is pretty good. I have a Facebook page. Do you need the information for it, or?
We do need it, but we'll get that later on your onboarding call. So don't worry about that right now.
Okay,
that works. Now, question, you did mention a website. Do you have one already?
A website? No, I think it's somebody from Angie called me earlier and said, you got to go to this website online to, you know, put your pictures and everything, since you can't do it through the app. I'm not 100% if I have a website or not.
I can include a website at no extra cost. Do you want us to make one for you? Because Angie's doesn't make websites. I already know.
Yeah.
All right, I'll put that in there for you. I do have for specific target areas, you go up to 45 miles. Is that correct?
You can put it on, can you do a 20? 45 miles is kind of far where I live. That's like almost 2 hours, depending on.
Oh, wow.
Can we put it on, I'll do the same thing as, I'll do a little farther than Angie. Can we do a 25 mile radius?
Yeah. So I'll put 25 mile radius for you.
If this was my full time, I mean, yeah, but, like I said, it's not, so I'm just trying to get the
message. Yeah. Well, if you ever want to change it to go out further, you can call me and we can change it. We can update it for you. Okay, so you're not stuck with that, so don't worry about it. Now, what days and times do you want to show that you're open for?
For them to call me or to do the work or both?
For them to call you. Yeah, first, it's what's going to show open on Google.
Okay, for them to call me, we can do, let's see, I'm working 4 to 1 right now. Monday through Friday, we can do 2 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay.
And Saturdays and Sundays, we can do 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturdays and Sundays.
Okay. All right.
Weekends, I'm off of work, so that's usually when I get the most jobs I can, so I'll need to go for a little while.
Okay, that's good. And then again, you can always update this in the future, okay? So you're not stuck with it.
Okay.
Now, the card that you're going to use for payment, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
The card that I'm going to use for my payment, does it have my
name?
Yes, it does. It does have my name.
Okay. Does it have a middle initial?
It does, yes.
Okay. What is the middle initial?
C.
E as in Edward?
C as in Cole.
Oh, got it. Okay, I misunderstood you. Sorry, I do hear the car. I do hear that you're driving, so.
That's pretty loud truck, so I gotta close up all these windows. I'm trying to keep it a little quiet, but.
Okay, we're almost done. I just have to get the payment and do the voice verification. I send everything to you through text and through email. Okay. The card that you're going to use for payment. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to ask, will my first payment be today?
The first payment is today to get everything reserved and to get everything started. Yes. Is that something you're able to do?
Yeah, of course. It was $249, right?
It's $249 plus the one-time setup fee, so it makes it $348 today to get everything started.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Now, the address on the card, is it also the Sherbrooke Court address?
Yes.
Okay. And then what type of card is it?
It's a Visa debit card.
Okay. And then I'm ready for the numbers whenever you are. Sorry, you sounded a little far away.
All right, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
4000. 2229.
Hold on 1 second. Let me make sure I got it correct. Because you kind of went out a little bit. So it's 4000 and then 2229.
Yep.
Okay, I'm ready.
Then 9828.
Okay.
8023.
Okay, and when does it expire?
January 28th, or January 5th through 0128.
0128, so that would be January. Yeah, okay, perfect. And then what is the security code?
It's 210.
Okay. Now, every time that we call you, we're going to ask you a security question so you know it's us calling you, not some random company trying to scam you. So you can either pick mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Will do. I'm not going to lie, I don't know my mother's maiden name, so we'll do first pet's name.
Okay, what's your first pet's name?
We'll just put Vivian.
Vivian?
Yep, that's the one I got now. I don't remember my old dog's name, so.
That's fine. It just as long as you remember the answer. That's really all that matters. Okay.
I'm going to write that down because I will forget.
Okay.
Actually, no. You guys are going to ask, right? Like, what's your first question?
Yeah, we're going to ask, okay. So just as long as you remember Vivian. And, I mean, worst case scenario, we'll have to verify everything a different way, but I'm sure we can figure it out. Now, the last thing I'm going to do is the voice verification, which is on the recorded line. It outlines the service agreement. You are going to get everything through text and through email as well before we get off the line. So first things first, if you can please state the name of your business.
Tyler's Pressure Washing.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Tyler Houston, and I am the company.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why every time that we call you, we will ask you that security question. We will also call you from the 877 number, which is the one that I did send you over through text. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today. Sorry. And that's going to be in the amount. Gosh, I think I'm getting sick. That's going to be in the amount of the $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew. It's going to be on the 19th of every month and $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. The only thing that we do ask is please call us 3 days before your billing is due so we have time to process and cancel everything. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Now, you're going to get those automated text messages. I'm also going to send you a text message with a YouTube link. It's going to show you how to use your dashboard. You will have access to your dashboard right away. You're going to get your username and password sent over to you automatically. Now, I do have your onboarding call. It's going to be between 4 to 5 today, so we'll go over everything. We do need the stuff to get you verified through Google, so that is going to be in the email that got sent over to you. If you don't understand anything, like I said, don't worry. You have your onboarding call later on today. Now, do you have any questions for me before we get off the line?
I think I'm good. now that I know that you guys are not Angie, I understand where all the answers are coming from.
Yeah, and just so you do know as well, most of my clients when that come from Angie's, they end up letting Angie's go because they realize that you get a lot more work Google side and you don't have to pay for each job. It just makes a lot more sense. So, you know, hopefully it goes that way for you so you don't have to pay for each job. It just gets kind of pricey.
Yeah, no, I completely understand. I just trying to get something to get me started here. This is my first time ever doing any kind of any of this stuff.
Well, this is the best option, really. I mean, Google is Google. It's the number one search engine of the world. And like I said, you know, if you have any problems or any type of issues or any concerns, just give me a call directly and I'll get them taken care of for you, okay?
Okay. And then one last question before we end up. That 4 to 5 call is to get me set up with Google and everything, like the website and all that, everything I want on it and all that. Sure.
Yes and no. So it is a process to get everything going for you, but that phone call is the beginning of all of it. Because, yes, we're going to go over how do you want your website to look, colors of the website, your pictures, the Google business profile, what is needed to get you verified. They go over everything in detail so we have your campaign the way you want it to look. You know, anything else comes up, you know, we're going to keep in communication with you, but we're going to be building everything, and you'll be able to track everything on your dashboard as well. Does that answer your question?
Yep. So, they'll tell me everything I need to know in that call, so I'll be all right.
Yes, but if you do have any other questions or anything, you can always call me, okay? I'll be here.
All right, Tom. And then, yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Well, like I said, anything comes up, go ahead.
Real quick, who's this Laura texting me from Mobile Quest?
That is me.
Okay. I was just making sure before, so I can call that number if I have any questions.
Yes, you can call that number, and my extension is there, too, so you can reach me directly. Or if you just call the number directly, it'll take you to an account manager, and they can also help you.
All right, cool.
All right, Tyler. Well, we'll speak here shortly. Uh-huh. Unfortunately.
I was just saying, unfortunately, I just now stopped driving, and now is the time I can really hear you. But
you have any questions for me before we get off the line?
No, we're all good. I appreciate your help.
And you as well. We'll talk here in a few hours.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Thanks. Bye.